Let's check the headlines with James Carlton. James?
Well, as you say, this important news. Peter Grester, he has been freed and deported, the Australian Al Jazeera journalist, 400 days behind bars. He's headed home to Australia via Cyprus. There's no official word on the fate of his two Al Jazeera colleagues, the Canadian-Egyptian Mohamed Fahmy and the Egyptian national Baha Mohamed, who were also jailed in the case that provoked this international outcry. The fact that the Canadian-Egyptian does have a Canadian nationality means there may be some scope for him to be released under this new law that was passed allowing foreign nationals to be released. But for the Egyptian national Baha Mohamed, the fate and future seems much more uncertain. The Grester family will be holding a press conference at 10 o'clock this morning. Let's hear how Al Jazeera reported the breaking news.
We begin with breaking news out of Egypt. One of our journalists, Peter Grester, has been freed from prison after 400 days behind bars, and he is in good health. Al Jazeera said that the campaign to free its journalists in Egypt will not end until all three have been released. Peter Grester is on his way out of the country after 400 days in detention, but Baha Mohamed and Mohamed Fahmy remain behind bars. The network says that all three have to be exonerated, and the convictions against its other journalists tried in absentia also have to be lifted.
That's the reportage from Al Jazeera on the news that at least Peter Grester has been released, the Al Jazeera journalist, after 400 days in a Cairo prison. The Grester family will be holding a press conference in Brisbane later this morning. They confirmed his release from jail in a statement posted on social media. Andrew Grester, the brother, been on this program so many times, normally a Western New South Wales cotton farmer whose life has been turned upside down. He says the family's been ecstatic, and he called for the world to respect his brother's privacy and to give him the time to appreciate his freedom. The Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, issued the order for Grester to be released after he was imprisoned for what was originally a 7-year sentence on charges of defaming Egypt and aiding banned Islamists. Egypt decided to deport Grester to Australia, a senior ministry official told Agence France-Presse. This is a presidential decision to deport Peter Grester to Australia, the official said. And that's important news, but more good news needs to come out of this case.